CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Many people have already hit the road for the holiday weekend travel.
So where are people going? Well, domestically, it's places like Orlando and Las Vegas, San Diego and Boston. Internationally, some pretty good destinations. London, Cancun, Paris, and Rome top the list.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. CBS News has learned the pilot of the plane that crashed into a San Diego neighborhood expressed concern about the weather to air traffic controllers minutes before the crash. More from correspondent Carter Evans.
The small plane left a trail of fire through one of the largest U.S. military housing neighborhoods in the country. Just before 4 in the morning, a Cessna 550 jet crashed into the neighborhood during foggy weather. NTSB investigators say it first clipped a power line, then crashed into a home and multiple vehicles. At least three people were killed, all of them believed to be on the plane.
The terror and tragedy of the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy staffers is sinking in for the loved ones of the two victims. Mariam Waba counted Yaron Lashinsky as a close friend.
I think he saw his mission in life as to be a diplomat, not just in his 9-to-5 when he clocked in at work, but throughout his whole day that he was a diplomat with his friends. He was a diplomat at work. He was a diplomat. And he was just the best guy to have around.
Lashinsky was about to become engaged to Sarah Lynn Milgram, the other victim. Interim U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, is looking into additional charges against the accused shooter.
We're going to continue to investigate this as a hate crime and a crime of terrorism. And we will add additional charges as the evidence warrants.
President Trump's massive budget bill is out of the House and before the Senate, where CBS's Nancy Cortes says it may be another close vote.
There are some Republicans who feel that the Medicaid cuts are too draconian and too swift. And then you have some conservatives who say that this bill actually adds to the debt fairly significantly.
A Georgia teenager in ICE custody for several weeks following a traffic stop police say shouldn't have happened has been released.
Hugs, tears, and smiles as Jimena Rios Cristobal shares her first moments out of ICE custody on FaceTime with her family. The Dalton teen is no longer in custody at the ICE Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin.
WANF Television's Joe Gorcho, who tells us she and her father still face deportation. Iranian and U.S. negotiators are gathering in Rome for a fifth round of talks for a new nuclear deal, says Iranian state media. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
A country rap star makes a surprise visit to a Minnesota jail.
The outcast and the sinner. While he was in town for a concert with Post Malone, Jelly Roll took some time out to visit staff and inmates at the Hennepin County Jail in Minneapolis. He talked about his first incarceration at the age of 13.
I knew that if I squeaked out of this one, there was no chance with my history if I caught another case. Even now, I'm petrified of it.
The singer spent the next 13 years in and out of jail, but now he can get himself out.
I would like to give you an honorary Hennepin County Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff gifted him a giant key to the jail. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs, rapper Scott Mascuti, known as Kid Cudi, testified he was sure Combs broke into his home in 2011 after learning he was dating Combs' ex-girlfriend, and he said a few weeks after the break-in, somebody set fire to his car. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s here through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. We'll get to 57 on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Love. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is. I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come.
And timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
It's the one
that you wanna be free. But you come running back. I said you were a baby. You come running back. I told you so many times before. You come running back to me. It's time is on my side.
From Pasadena.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and ooh, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love it, sure. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, somebody show him fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Ooh. passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream.
Just take two. Woo! CBS News Brief. The 30-year-old accused of shooting and killing two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington is now facing murder charges. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Investigators do not believe that the specific victims were targeted, but rather anyone who was at that Jewish museum was potentially a target.
A top music executive and two staffers among the dead in a plane crash in San Diego that set homes and cars on fire.
We ran outside and saw just sparks flying up and tried to make sure everybody was okay. It was very, very scary.
The government's banning Harvard from enrolling international students. Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky.
This is an effort by the Trump administration, like other authoritarian rulers, to try to intimidate colleges and universities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the